I think would make you a very good Secretary of the Treasury. And one of them's a top professor out here. And I said, where'd you get that? Well, we said, we see in the paper where you're looking for a man to succeed Dillon. And before they do that, well, you know, good friends, Tommy Corcoran will look around, he'll read it in the paper, and then he'll start consulting with 10 people and say, what would you think about so-and-so? Then when he calls me, he says, well, I'll tell you, I think Jack Valenti'd make a good man. I've talked to Jim Rowe, and I've talked to Eddie Weisel, and I've talked to so-and-so. And maybe that Ross feels that he's very close to the Washington scene, and that this would be a good thing. I don't know. He hasn't talked to me. I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to Bobby or any of his associates at any time about this judgeship. The Attorney General hasn't made a recommendation. It is open. I would like to have a good one, and I would suggest that the leadership up there try to find somebody that they can agree on, that no one can really be against, that was in the age limit, that has the rating with the Bar Association, and that will not provoke a fight, because a fight from either one, they cannot, the Kennedy people cannot name a man that I don't recommend. And I can't name one that they don't approve. So it's just that simple.
Yeah.
Now, how do we handle that? You and Bob.
I want to protect the mayor's standing and prestige here, because
you know I want to protect it too, Eddie. But the question is, how is best to protect it? I want to protect it more than even you or anybody else. I'm strong for the mayor, and I love him. But do I protect it by sending a man up and getting the hell knocked out of him?
No.
I
don't know whether this poverty program director requires Senate confirmation. I don't think he does.
I don't think so. I don't think so. They do have him running it. And I will call over and tell him I would like to approve whoever's name to these top places. I want them cleared. I don't know anything about that, but I will look into it and see about it. And no one has discussed it with me. Shriver is ahead of it. He's doing a real good job of it.
Yeah.
And I have not even recommended who he puts in Texas. It's a non-political thing. But if there's some feeling that Vander Heuvel is not qualified for it and would make it political, we just want people that are non-political. And the long as these senators are here, particularly Democratic senators, they're going to recommend every vacancy they know of that has anything to do with it. And it doesn't have to be confirmed, but we've got to get $1.5 billion through the committees that they serve on. Bobby and Teddy, both on the Labor Committee, where the poverty bill has to go. And if whoever's administrator didn't go along with the recommendation that they made, assuming he was decent and fair and so forth, why, they just get two votes against your bill, and you just you'd have unsure hell. Now, that's a fact of life.
Yeah.
With Democratic senators from a state, whatever state it is, I've got to listen to Eastland in Mississippi. I haven't got any other choice.
Eastland is for, according to Rosenberg, is for Rosenberg, but I don't know what that.
Well, I would imagine that Eastland will be whoever the Democratic senator wants, because that's where he gets his power. They elect him. And I told Alex Rose and David Dubinsky, they went through this thing with me hour and a half Saturday.
Yeah.
And I just want to explain how it is, and then I want to do what's right, and you put yourself in my position, and you can see what the problem is.
I always have.
Yeah.
I know what the problem is. We just made a mistake electing the wrong senator, but that's bad.
Well, we don't always have those things in our control. When we do, we use them. But it might have been, we might have been different, but I saw a little comment this morning where I think his Newsweek magazine says this week in my State of the Union that they didn't give much applause to all the things I said and so forth. And I wished it the other way, and I really don't know what to do about it. I want to be fair, and yet I want to try to bring all groups in and be...
Well, nobody of any substance that I know of found nothing but admiration and praise for your State of the Union message.
Yeah.
Nobody is nitpicking on that. They're just going out of their way.
Yeah. Well, they just said they didn't applaud.
Well, they never do. Well, you know, my whole purpose is to serve you.
That's right.
Nothing else. I've done that always.
That's right. Now, what do you think we can do?
Well, I'll talk with you.
All right.
Is there anything else that I can do?
No. No, I want to do anything in the world I can, but I... don't you think it would be a tragic mistake for me to send up the name and break my rule and then have him turn him down?
Yes.
Because it opens the gates to everybody then in the United States.
He was sent in before Kennedy was even thought of as Senator.
That's right, but he was still 64 years old, Eddie.
Yes.
That's the problem. When I break that down,
yes,
it's just like I break down and say people 14 can start voting.
Yeah.
If I let one of them do it, I can't. How can I set that standard? Now, bear in mind, it's happened. It happened, and they made the rule. It happened to a guy in Virginia.
Well, it happened to Warren. He was 64 when he was made chief.
Well, that wasn't Kennedy. That happened in a case in Virginia. And Kennedy called him in then and said it wouldn't happen again. Then he made an exception for a woman in Texas. And it damn near ruined me. I haven't recovered from it yet. He told me he wouldn't. He told me he's against it. Bobby told me he's against it. They would not do it. The Bar Association wouldn't clear it. They said she's not qualified. And then Rayburn made him do it, or he wouldn't let him pass a single bill. So then the woman got mad at me, and I had her swear me in, trying to make up with her a little bit.
Yeah.
But now those are the only cases. And here I've been on the other side all these years. And here I'm confronted. Now you talk to the mayor and you tell me what you think I ought to do, and I'll sure try to do it. I would try, if I could, to get someone that had some activity in his campaign that is able and that was friendly against Keating, but that had outstanding qualifications, get you a good Phi Beta Kappa somewhere, and all of y'all agree on him, let him know that y'all are for him, and then we suggest him and try to work out an agreement.
Yeah.
I think he wants us to fight on this one. He just love it,
yeah,
because every senator would be against us. We wouldn't get a vote.
Okay.
And you let me know what you want me to do, and I'll do it.
Okay.
Tell Bob I enjoyed talking to him.
All right.
Bye.
Is there anything else you'd like?
Not a bit, I think. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.